Yesterday at 12 noon Central Standard Time, I finished doing a 30-day fast to find out if I have a curse. It absolutely transformed my life. I'm going to tell you in today's video what led up to it, what I did, what it was like, what did I experience, and the question, the answer to the question, do I in fact have a curse? We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. First of all, what led up to it? So with everything that I've ever learned about inner healing and deliverance, I've heard from different people that when they experience complete freedom, often they'll experience this incredible clarity, especially here in their chest. They'll say things like, I felt like something left me, and I was so used to it being there my whole life that I thought it was a part of me, but in fact, it wasn't. I could resonate with that, even with whatever prayer I had ever received for a long time now. The way that I tell this to my wife is, I felt like it's like everything was gone, but it was as if Satan's tail was right here in my chest. I could feel something. I knew that there was something there that wasn't me. I had thought about this for many years, prayed different prayers, confession, etc., fastings, all types of things that I would do to try to figure out what is that. And then one day I decided to message Zachary King. Now, I had an interview with him, the two-hour interview. You've probably seen those videos before. So this was, let me share with you everything that happened. I messaged him Tuesday, December 9th at 5 p.m. And I said, are you free for a 5-minute call? About an hour and a half or less than an hour later, he messaged me. He said, do you still need to talk? I said, yes, very short. Okay, so we talked and it turned into like maybe like a 20-minute conversation. And I got out and explained to him everything that I just told you. And then he came out and said, do you think that you have a curse? And when it comes to the spiritual life, I know just to be open to anything. So I said, I don't know, but I'm open to doing whatever. And he said, well, I have a way and a test for you to find out if you have a curse. Would you be interested? And I said, yes, I will do anything. Send it to me. Here's my email. So then I waited kind of anxiously for about 30 minutes because his wife needs to send him. He's partially blind, so he needs the assistance of his wife. This is what he sent. Let me read it to you. 30-day test to see if you have a demonic curse by Zachary King. A person is cursed when a demon consistently influences them and or the circumstances of their life. What is a demon's role? To bring about the desired effects of the curse. Therefore, the demon is assigned, attached to the victim. For this purpose, how and why this occurs is another topic. The purpose of this writing is to assist the reader in determining whether the undesired experiences of their life are the result of a curse or God trying to bring them closer to Him. Procedures to identify whether a person has a curse or a demonic attachment. Number one, conduct a 30-day fast. This is for only 4 hours a day for 30 days. Number two, choose the same 4-hour block of time for the entire 30 days, 8 to noon, 10 to 2, etc. I chose 8 to noon. Three, you may eat and drink up until your chosen start time, 8 a.m., etc. Number four, you may begin eating and drinking the minute after the 4-hour block of time is over, 12:01, 2:01, etc. You are going without food and drink for 4 hours each day. Now, this does not include receiving communion, so during that 4-hour block of time, you can go to Mass. Number five, at the beginning of each day's fast, say out loud, I am fasting for the next 4 hours to find out if I have a curse. Number six, at the end of each day's fast, say out loud, I fasted for the last 4 hours to find out if I have a curse. You must say these intentions out loud because demons cannot read your thoughts. You want the demons to know that you are fasting for the purpose of finding out if you are cursed, because if you have demonic attachments, the demons will attack you to try to get you to stop fasting. They want you to be distracted from identifying their presence. Once you stop the 30-day fast, the attacks, harassments should stop or slow down considerably. How will they attack you? Typically in two ways. The first being a repeated series of events that don't typically happen to you. The second being a sharp increase in undesired things that are already happening. Example, if you and your spouse never argue, but now you argue every day, probably an attack. Number two, if you walk to your car and you find four flat tires, probably an attack. Or if you know you have a full tank of gas and for some reason a bunch of gas is missing, probably an attack. These are just examples. The idea is that the demonic will use distraction and frustration to try to stop you from fasting. The demonic doesn't really care if you fast for non-spiritual reasons. Yet, if they know that you're fasting for a godly and spiritual purpose, they will act. After 30 days, if you did not experience significant increase in unwanted experiences, you are most likely clear of a demonic attachment or a curse. However, if you did experience a significant increase, you should call Zachary King, discuss your attacks, determine if you have a curse. Number two, if it is determined that you have a curse, there is a follow-on test. The second test will help you determine where the curse came from. Three, once you know how and where of the curse, Zachary can provide guidance on how to break it. Number four, contact Zachary King. Okay, so that's kind of what he had me do. As soon as I got those instructions, I laughed out loud because I thought, this is insane. I hate doing fasts like this. I always dread going into it. But as I'm going through the fast, it is always incredible. And at the end of the fast, I actually am sad and I mourn that I'm not doing the fast anymore because of so many graces that I received. So first of all, some of you may immediately respond with immense amounts of fear. Let me speak to that right away. We are called to fear God alone and to, out of that reverential fear, to not sin against him. We are called to combat the demons and to get them out. If we do nothing about the demons that attack us, then we are essentially allowing them to exist in our lives. It's one thing to be concerned and cautious about dealing with the demons of other people. It's another to be afraid to deal with the demons that are attacking you. They're attacking you all the time. Your fear is absolutely pointless. We must fight them. We must fight them courageously. We must get them out of our lives and do whatever, because they are keeping us from doing what God wants us to do, and they are keeping us from becoming the saint that God wants us to be. So what was my experience? Let me read to you some of the things that happened. As the thumbnail shows, depending on kind of what thumbnail, I basically, it's like I was in purgatory. There was essentially three stages of those 30 days. The first 7 days were absolutely horrific. The middle 10 days were a lot more peaceful. And the last 10 days were just awesome. I saw unbelievable fruits as a result of this fast. This has probably been the most fruitful fast I've ever experienced. In fact, let me tell you what I texted him 3 days into it. On December 13th, like 4 days into the fast, I said, I don't know how long it takes, but the last few days have been incredibly difficult. And then he just responds, it takes 30 days. Essentially like, look, dude, keep going. And so I said, okay, I'm in it then for the long haul. I was incredibly determined not to break this, because whenever I've done novenas and I even miss one day, I can tell that something is off about the grace. So I knew that I had to be absolutely faithful to these 30 days. The first 7 days, there was an incredible amount of increase in fighting with my wife. It was awful. I felt an immense amount of heaviness. I felt like my videos were being greatly affected. We had some issues with one of my daughter's car. Those first 7 days were awful, awful, awful. So much so that we couldn't just do anything. We went to confession. We usually go to daily mass. We began praying a lot of prayers against curses. A lot of these were coming from the Liber Christo method. This book during this time has been a lifesaver. There's other things that I'm going to talk about. It talks about curses, what they are, how they come in. It talks about spirits, vices, sins that we should be aware of, that we should renounce, and prayers to renounce them. So in that first week, I greatly increased my spiritual warfare prayers. It helped a lot. I thought it was incredible because it's like it brought out whatever was there to show its face. And then we were able to pray against it to experience incredible amounts of relief. It was super difficult. Then, so that was like kind of like the deepest part of purgatory, where it was this incredible stage of purgation. The second 10 days were much different. There was a lot of fruits that happened. Let me speak to you about the fruits that I experienced. This one is going to blow your mind. So on the day, okay, well, how do I explain this? We found out that in my wife's family, on her father's side, her great grandfather was at least a third degree Mason. When we got a call from the lodge, it was the day that he had professed, I think it was December 15th or 16th, 115 years prior. That blew our minds. That was one of the first graces where we thought, okay, God is working on the 115th anniversary, on the very day the guy was like, congratulations, today's the anniversary, because he was a Mason, that we found out. We had been searching for this information for a while. So the fast was bringing out things that we needed to know. That was unbelievable. Despite that, we were unable to find a priest to pray with us and dealing with this. I'm going to have some conversations with Zachary King about how to properly deal with that. Another thing, a second thing that happened that was really incredible. Two of my kids, where there had just been a block, there'd been a lot of rejection of me. There'd just been like a cold relationship. We essentially acted as if each other wasn't there. We would be sort of cordial, but very cold. They incredibly warmed up to me. In fact, one of my daughters made a pamphlet, a little book with pictures of us. And she said, Dad, it's like I cut out all these pictures of us together and I realized, wow, we used to be so close. So she made me a little, like, she's 14, by the way, but she made me the type of book that a 10-year-old would make, with pictures of us saying, look at us here, look at us there, hugging, holding. And now I have that on my nightstand, because that was an incredible fruit. It was as if that wall was removed and now it's like we're best friends again. Unbelievable. The same with my son. Before, we would hang out, we would like play games and watch shows and do things like that. We just sort of stopped, started right back up. Unbelievable. And that wall had been there for at least a few years. So that was totally removed. We were doing a lot of prayers for the channel. Certain times we would see the videos would just be getting no views, and we would say certain prayers, and then it would just all of a sudden start doing immensely better. So we saw that my work was being affected completely. There'd be days, I also work as a therapist, where I would have like five clients just randomly cancel. And I would think, oh, this is so frustrating, because I know that they're not just attacking me, they're attacking my clients. So we would say prayers against that. One of the greatest fruits that I experienced is 15 days into it. I started on December 10th, 15 days into it was December 25th, Christmas Day. That day I woke up without that feeling in my chest. It's like as if I woke up, and as I woke up, I felt like it just left. I don't know what that was, but I felt and feel immensely clear here, significantly more joyful, more just myself. I feel like I can be who I'm supposed to be. There's not this sort of thing holding me back, whatever that was. An incredible increase in joy. The last 3 days of the 30-day fast were just amazing. I felt like I had been finishing a marathon. And I was going through, at the very end of this book, he has a list of about 20 different sections, lists of sins, vices, and spirits. And I divided it up essentially into like about, or he has it divided up into like about 20 or so different sections. I went through in about 3 different holy hours, and with a lot of detail, underlined all of them. And then he has prayers of how to renounce them, how to rebuke them, reject them, and send them to the foot of the cross. That felt incredible. I've used other lists before that are not as detailed. This one was amazing, and all of you should at least do that. All of this has been incredibly fruitful in my personal, my spiritual, my YouTube, my professional life. I would do this again in a heartbeat. Is this something that you should do? So one thing that we need to be aware of is, look, all of us in a general sense are under the curse of original sin. That's why Jesus came to die on the cross for us, to free us, to break that curse in our lives, especially through baptism. But there are other minor curses. If you live in the United States, it is highly likely that one of your family members was a Freemason. That is something that has spread all throughout the United States and Europe. We learned later on that it's only those in certain parts of it that are in the more dangerous levels of it, particularly in the Scottish Rite. My wife and I took some time to learn about some of these different things. I'm not an expert in all of this. So not everyone who's a Freemason has a curse that falls out onto the family. Some people, the curse is just with the particular Freemason. And then if you go to certain higher levels, then the curses begin affecting the generations. I did become significantly more aware of the reality of generational spirits. The fact that there are demons that will affect a particular person, enter a family line, and then hang over the rest of the family, trying to mold you into their image. Demons of fear, laziness, and all other types of demons that you will find in that list. I don't know if that list can be found online. You need to get that book, or I will try to see if I could link to it, because everyone should be aware of the different evil spirits that can affect them. And that is also an incredible list. If you want to go to confession, it's an incredible examination of conscience. Now, to the question, do I have a curse? I don't know yet. I have not spoken with Zachary King. This is being recorded one day before I speak to him. As soon as I speak to him, I will release a video telling you what did he say, yes or no, and what's the thing that I need to do to find out, because I want to share this experience with you. I definitely know there was something there, and I know that it's been there for a long time, and that thing was greatly weakened, and I feel immensely better. Every person should do intentional extended fasting to be free of whatever demon or spirit or curse is in your life. That's why the church gives us Lent every year for 40 days, but most of us don't do hardly anything. This fast is probably one of the easiest ones that you can do that will bear significant fruit in your life. It was not easy. It was very difficult. But the fact that it was a 4-hour fast, I could do it every day. It sanctified that time. It made it holy. I felt the grace of it flowing every day in those 30 days. I will put a link to everything that I've talked about down below in the description for you to discern if this is something that you want to do. I think everyone should do this. We all need to find this out. If you have found this video helpful in any way, please subscribe and like and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. Check out whatever video YouTube places right here, and I'll see you in the next one.